Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Eric. Appreciate the update. Thank you. One quick question for you. Detroit, Pittsburgh, both struggling a little bit. We're due to be joined by Jim Leland momentarily here, by the way. Both struggling. The Pirates need to get on a little bit of a roll here, and this is a week to do it, right? You got Detroit in with a much worse record than the Pirates have, and then San Diego's not really a good team either, although I always say those teams are probably looking at Pittsburgh and saying, we're going to make some ground up here.
Yeah, the Padres are a weird team when it comes to the Pirates. They go out there and they win usually in San Diego. They took three of four, but the Padres always seem to win when they come to Pittsburgh. They swept them several years in a row. So whatever the reason, the way the Pirates have been playing, you can't count on anything. But five home games, boy, you'd like to think that they can at least inch their way back toward 500.
Well, then it gets tougher next week. Oh. They go to Houston and Milwaukee. Didn't they just come from Milwaukee? We remember what happened there. It wasn't very good.
They better have their pitching staff in order for those two series.
What do you expect from Trevor Williams tomorrow night?
I expect him to go out and give him a good six innings.
He's a good pitcher. He's a smart pitcher.
You talk to anybody. That's what they'll tell you. He is a pitcher in the truest sense of the word. And, it wasn't his arm that sent him down. So
side factor.
And if it's healthy, he should be ready to go. So you're not really concerned about the arm situation. But he threw an awful lot of pitches in that rehab start. It was not real efficient. It was almost Chris Archer-esque the way he threw so many pitches.
But he said he felt good after. That's what matters, I think.
Absolutely, and I think he's going to be honest with you. But they got to get him back atop the rotation, and then everything starts to fall into place.
I got a lot to ask Leland about all these home runs, for one thing. Did you see what Matt Carpenter did against the shift last night?
Yes, I did.
You saw what he did first against the shift. Hit a home run.
Hit
a home run. Then he comes up, and he lays a perfect bunt down the third base line. The shift, everybody playing him into right field. He not only got a single out of it, he got a double on it. Now, the Marlins, I guess Don Mattingly blamed his pitcher for not hustling over a little bit more. But I thought it was an interesting play that you don't see very often.
I'll tell you who else is really good against the shift is Dickerson. He knows how to go to
the
left
other
field.
Way.
Why they shift against him, he's a magician with that bat. When he shortens his stroke, he can almost put that ball wherever he wants. He had that double down the line inside a third on Sunday. And you wonder if teams are going to start now maybe going back to a more conventional alignment as the batters, don't allow their ego to overtake them, that they have to try to hit a home run every time they're up there.
But you don't want your power guys not to swing. Matt Carpenter can hit it out of the park anytime.
It all depends.
I guess the situation, what the score is,
right,
if you need base runners.
That's the whole thing. If you've got two guys on base or a guy in scoring position – you want that guy to do whatever he can to bring that guy in. But and like that Nick Senzel of the Reds, remember when he bunted with two outs and two guys on and Bob Walk was just like apoplectic, like, what on earth is this guy doing?
Yeah, some of these guys don't seem to know the situation.
No, they don't. And that's the one thing that I like about Dickerson is he's a smart player. And I think you can say the same thing about Brian Reynolds. He knows the game. He knows the situation.
And he hits it to all parts of the field, too.
I love watching him swing. I don't see how they can come up with a shift against Reynolds because his spray chart is absolutely everywhere. He pulls things. He goes down the line. He hits the gaps left and right. He's just a good all-around hitter.
The trade season has begun. Seattle's made two big trades, in the last few weeks, one over the weekend for Edwin and Encarnacion. The leading home run hitter in the American League goes to the Yankees. They sent Jay Bruce to the Phillies. They're building for the future. They're giving up on this year. I did a column on PG Online, Post-Gazette Online. I think the Pirates need to do the same thing, Eric. I think I've come to that conclusion. Do you, or do you want to see a little bit more?
You know what, Ron? I've been real reluctant to do that, all or nothing philosophy. I don't like the philosophy, but... it's it beats mediocrity. If you have faith in your farm system and in your scouting people, and you throw a, I don't want to use the word throw, if you give away a season because you think in your mind you can bring in prospects, or and then you get a nice draft pick, that sort of thing, if you have faith and that that's going to turn you around, then do it. I'm about 90% of the way there right now. I think I'm tired of seeing some of these guys that they have. We know what they can do. I think some of them have reached their plateau.
Well, the question you've got to ask is, I guess, do you think they're going to be a competitive team next year if these guys are healthy?
Yeah. And you know the Cubs are going to be all in for at least one more year before their bills come due with their big free agents.
They're
going to
have a
20.
Few.
And the Cardinals are always going to be there. And the Brewers look like they're built for the future, too. They've got a dynamite organization. And I'll tell you what, if the Reds find some pitching, they've got some really nice players. So this division is going to be a tough division. Yeah, I mean, you can win 70 to 80 games, 85 games maybe with the guys they have on this team. But if you're really going to try to make an all-out run like the Pirates did earlier this decade, I think you're better off probably dealing, you know, your veteran players and trying to get as many of the top prospects as you can. Now, who do they got to give up?
Marte, you know, strikes me
Marte
as being the
Marte and Vasquez
guy.
Are probably your two biggest
chips. See, I don't know
chips.
That I want to give up Vasquez because he signed for a couple more years at a great, great
don't
price.
You think every team that would be interested in him knows that too, though?
Yeah.
That would make them more willing to give you something of value
but he's
in return.
But he's what the Pirates love. A, he's productive, and B, he's cheap.
But how
they
much,
love that.
But how much? Absolutely. But how much have they been able to use him lately? He has been like of no value. You know, when they were talking about this opener thing, you know, when they kept bringing Durapu in and all this sort of stuff, I was thinking, why not throw Vasquez out there? It might be his only chance.
At least let
to
him
pitch
an inning, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if he's ready for that, though. Thanks, Eric. Right. Appreciate it. We're still endeavoring to get Jim Leland here. Hopefully, we're going to hook up with him. We are talking Pirates. I want to let you hear what Neil Huntington had to say on his pregame show yesterday. I quoted him in my column today and reacted to it. I wanted you to hear it and react to it. But let's go to Nick, first of all. He's first up this hour. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to just sort of speak upon what you were just talking about. I've said for a few years now that I feel, especially with the Pirates management being the way they are with their money, that's their best option of winning. They're not going to put money into the team as per, you know, getting free agents or even mid-level free agents. They usually get guys that, you know, have a hope and a dream. But they really need to do a wholesale change. And, I mean, that's our only hope of actually being a possible world champion. I just wanted to hear you talk about
so what you're saying, make anybody available? I mean, you're not going to trade Josh Bell, are you?
I mean, if you have someone under control for another 4 or 5 years, I would recommend not doing that.
Or Vasquez is signed for 4 more years at a cheap price.
You're right. But, I mean, if you really look at their history, they aren't going for anyone that could really truly make a big difference in what they need. They sort of just go with, like, the top 25 and, you know, really, they're main starters, and that's it. They usually have no depth. And in this league, you need pitching depth. You need depth on the field because you know there's going to be injuries with the, you know, war of attrition that you got to fight.
Well, I'm with you, Nick. I'm about ready to get to that point. I don't look at him as a contender right now. Fans are not showing up at the ballpark anyway. I think they just – it's time Huntington really starts to look. And if he thought this team was a contender, I think he would have done more to try to help it out now with all these injuries. And I fully appreciate the fact it's hard to make trades. You need two to make a trade. And Huntington's been quoted as saying, I could get another mediocre pitcher in here, and it had cost me an arm and leg to get him, and he's not going to do that. But did they go after Dallas Keuchel? I don't think Keuchel would have came here anyway. Did they try? That would have only cost them money. It's unfair to rip these players because I think they are what they are, and too many of them belong in the minor leagues. Huntington spoke on the pregame show Sunday, and I was captivated by a couple of things he said, and I want you to hear him. This was when he was talking about how he thinks these injuries with guys coming back, the Pirates can get back over the hump in a hurry.
We like what the future Pirates will be and continue to work hard to figure out a way to make that one pitch that one play or get that one big hit to help this major league team win games. And we're a really good 7-day to 10-day stretch away from being right back into it. And
that was at Huntington. We're a week or 10 days, a hot stretch away from being right back into it. Are you buying that? I don't know. I don't see that coming. I just don't. They're 32-39. Cincinnati won again yesterday, so they moved ahead of the Pirates by half a game. The Pirates are in last place. So I don't know that they're going to become a contender all of a sudden. Now, you can argue the division is balanced. They're only 7.5 out of first place, but the wild card seems like a long way away too. I don't know. I'm really thinking the Seattle route might be the way to go. What do you think? 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. That's also our Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 937thefan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Do you think the Pirates can fight their way back into it? Would it help? Obviously, if they'd win five games this week against a bad Detroit team and a pretty bad San Diego team, that still would only carry them to 37-39. They still would be below 500. Do you think they can do it? We'll talk about Mitch Keller's start tonight, Trevor Williams' start tomorrow, still hoping to hook up with Jim Leland. All that ahead. It's the Cook and Joe Show, minus Joe, who's on vacation, by the way. He'll be back with me Friday when we broadcast from Manor Valley Golf Course the Fan Open out there. But Starkey has a couple more days off. Appreciate you calling, making the conversation two ways instead of one way. You'll be up next when we come back. It's Cook and Joe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.